With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ukraine's president is meeting with leaders from 30 countries today to shape fair terms for ending the war with Ukraine, or with Russia, rather. The talks aiming to secure strong security guarantees amid pressure to bring an end to the fighting after almost 4 years.
The meeting aims to support Kyiv's efforts to secure fair terms in a peace agreement ending the war with Russia. President Trump told reporters he had already spoken to the leaders from France, Germany, and the UK.
And we discussed Ukraine in pretty strong words. And we'll see what happens.
Zelensky has also indicated the talks were hastily arranged. Meanwhile, Ukraine launched a significant drone attack overnight, affecting flights in Moscow and other Russian cities. According to European leaders, peace talks are at a critical moment. I'm Karen Shemas.
President Trump is slamming the Fed's rate cut as being too small, and he says that the Federal Reserve's 25 BPS rate cut was simply not up to the task. Meanwhile, a former congressman is explaining that the Fed had a reason to be cautious.
They're trying to get ahead of what they believe is a jobs market that is softening, inflation that's a little bit above target, economic data that is uncertain. So it's a good first step.
And some more rough weather in the forecast for the Northwest.
Rivers are raging in western Washington from a powerful atmospheric river that's been drenching the state from way out in the Pacific.
Pulling subtropical moisture from well back towards the dateline.
Greg Galina at the National Weather Service.
This is producing a lot of heavy rainfall, and we're seeing totals over 10, 12 inches.
And that report from correspondent Ben Thomas. This is SRN News. There's a battle over the issue of faith raging north of the border. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with more details.
In the province of Quebec, lawmakers are considering a hate crimes law that would bar any and all religious expressions in public. It's aimed at Muslims who sometimes pray in public, but Muslim, Christian, and other faith leaders are railing against the legislation. Analysts say the measure would also bar Christians from wearing a cross and Muslim women from wearing a hijab. Religious freedom guarantees in Canada are not as strong as here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
The national dispute over medication abortion is playing out in Washington, D.C. A group of 51 Republican senators and 22 GOP attorneys general have asked the FDA to reinstate the 2021 in-person restriction and upend the transit of abortion pills. In response, 47 Democratic senators and 20 attorneys general have issued letters supporting the safety of abortion drugs. This is SRN News. A football coach at a marquee college program in the Big Ten has been fired for alleged inappropriate conduct.
Michigan fired football coach Sharon Moore on Wednesday, saying a university investigation had found evidence of a, quote, inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The stunning announcement said Moore's alleged conduct was a clear violation of university policy. Moore, the team's former offensive coordinator, was promoted to the top job in January 2024 to replace Jim Harbaugh. The 9-3 Wolverines are set to play Texas in the Citrus Bowl in a few weeks. Under Moore, Michigan posted an 18-8 record over parts of 3 seasons. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Denmark is joining Australia in banning some teen social media. Denmark bans teens under the age of 15 from creating social media accounts with parental options starting at 13. More on these stories at srnnews.com.